One year after Michigan voters approved recreational marijuana, pot was back on ballots in 10 communities Tuesday. The question, do you want pot businesses in town? 7 communities said no. Kathy Gray is with us. She's the Detroit Free Press marijuana reporter. So, Kathy, last year's vote, of course, was a yes for statewide recreational use, but Tuesday's vote was super local and a big no, right?
Yes, these 7 communities said no to pot, and they did it in a variety of different ways. They said no to proposals that that would have allowed businesses in. They said yes to proposals that would ban those businesses in, and there were a couple of communities that did say yes. So it wasn't a total loss for marijuana in Michigan.
But and this comes on top of some communities turning down marijuana businesses in the August vote. Do we know how many communities overall so far in Michigan have said no to pot businesses?
Let's see. There's been 1, 2, 3, 4 other communities that have said no in previous elections. So that gives us 11 communities that have said no. And there's been 1 community plus the 3 last night who voted yes, who have said yes to marijuana. And there are a number of communities who have opted out to allow businesses in, but they're probably going to reevaluate those decisions once they get a better handle on how the marijuana market is going to shake out. But so far, more than 1,300 communities have opted out of allowing and said no to allowing marijuana businesses into their communities.
So what is the message voters are sending, particularly considering, you know, the pot proposal last year passed by a pretty comfortable majority? So what are people saying now that it's a reality?
Well, they're saying, number one, they don't want it in their backyard, many of them. Others are saying, we don't want a lot of them in our communities. There was one community that was a teeny tiny community up north of Vanderbilt, and they had a proposal last year that would have put 22 dispensaries in that town. And, you know, that's just a lot. In Walled Lake, the city has already said that they're going to allow marijuana businesses in, but this proposal would have bumped up the number of marijuana retail shops to 11. And that's a lot for a community of 7,000 people. So I think that some community members are saying, you know, we might want it, but we just don't want this much.
So give us a sense which communities opted out.
Okay, we've got Kego Harbor, Allen Park, Walled Lake, but Walled Lake is probably going to allow it back in. Their city council has approved allowing recreational marijuana in. Hudson
Lenawee, yeah.
Yes, in Lenawee County, Mount Pleasant. You know, big college town. They've defeated the proposal to allow marijuana businesses in. And a small community up in the Upper Peninsula, Marinisco Township, and South Haven, down a big tourist town in southwest Michigan, they said no also. Saying yes was Lincoln Park, a town in Wayne County, and the town of Northfield Township, which is north of Ann Arbor, and Crystal Township in Montcalm County, both of those rejected a proposal to ban marijuana businesses in town. So you can expect some marijuana businesses to go in those areas too.
So for the communities that said, nah, we don't want this, does that slam the door shut for anyone who wants to have a marijuana business in these communities? Is there any mechanism for them to be able to make another run at voters?
Sure, but they can do another petition drive with perhaps a modified proposal. They can go to the city council. The city council still has the ability to come back and say, you know, maybe we should take another look at this. Now, the city council is going to be looking at the election results from Tuesday and saying, well, is this what the community really wants? So
we're going to be seeing more adjusting and more tweaking as we go on.
Absolutely.
Kathy Gray, Detroit Free Press marijuana reporter. Always great to talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you.